you know, I was trying so hard to be everyone else, and the work that we both did, you know, it's a very male dominated field. And I was trying to be so badly like one of the guys, and I made a lot of mistakes I kind of hit, you know, a crossroads moment where I was like, I don't really know what confidence is. I just know that I don't have it.
Welcome back to another episode of The Burn. I am Ben Newman, and you know I get excited every single week to have this opportunity to spend time with you, with an individual, entrepreneur, athlete, business owner, coach, individuals who are making a difference in the world because they choose to connect to that burn, which is that underlying piece that I think a lot of coaches and speakers miss, which actually ignites why and purpose that then causes us to be more disciplined in our daily action. And I couldn't be any more excited about today's guest. This is a special one for me. I've been wanting to do this for a very, very long time. I don't know why we haven't had Nicole on sooner, but everything happens for a reason. And the reason for the wait is probably because she's been busy working on a book called Validation is for Parking. So maybe she was like quietly hoping that I wouldn't ask her to come on until she completed the book. But Nicole Khalil, welcome to The Burn. It is so awesome to have you on the show.
It's so wonderful to be here, Ben. I feel like this is, a moment that was in the making for a very long time, and happy to be here with you.
Well, let me put a little context to that, because people are probably, you know, wondering, what do they mean, like a really long time? So Nicole and I both worked for a Fortune 100 financial firm, and we met. So we both, and we tend to be humble, but we're just going to give you the real story. We met because both of us got off to a really, really fast start for this organization early on in our careers, in the first year of our careers. And we got invited to the home office up in Milwaukee, and we were part of a Fast Track Academy. And Nicole and I met at that Fast Track Academy. I think it's like 17 years ago now. So when we say it's been a long time coming, it's been a long time coming. And Nicole, it's just been awesome for us to have the opportunity to do so much together, whether it was, you know, you really running organizations in California to now you be, and I'm going to let you tell your story, but there's just been so much growth that you've had as an advisor, as a leader, now as a coach, an author, a mom, a wife. It's just been amazing to continue to have our relationship on your journey. Let me start here. What keeps you so consistent in your success? And don't be humble here. I know you'll tell me, I feel like I'm not successful. It's awesome watching how consistent you've been over these last 17 years.
Yeah. So thank you for saying that. You know, on the inside, it doesn't always feel that way, as I'm sure, you know, anybody who is experiencing success would tell you. It does feel a little bit more roller coaster on the inside than maybe it looks on the outside. I'd say a few key things. Number one, having relationships with people like you. Yes, we met 17 years ago and we're here today, but you've been instrumental at key points in that journey, reaching out and saying, you know, can I pick your brain, and giving me nuggets of wisdom, or here's what worked for me, or you should do that. And we talked about this a little bit before we started. One of the things that I think helps me is I'm a doer, right? If somebody gives me something that makes sense to me and that works for them and has a little bit of a proven track record, I am all over it. So those relationships, taking the advice, asking for help, and then, you know, focusing on execution and implementation, I think are big things. Another thing I would just share is the work that I've done consistently since my 20s on my mindset and ultimately my confidence, really understanding what confidence is, how I can connect to it anytime I want, and how it plays out in the decisions I make, the dreams I chase, the conversations I have. Literally everything that I do goes back to the internal confidence that I am developing. It's an ongoing journey. And then, of course, the last thing is having something bigger than myself that's motivating for me, something that keeps me up at night and gets me up in the morning outside of an abundant amount of coffee. Just, you know, the impact that I want to have, the mark I want to leave in this world, the difference I want to make. On the days that I don't really feel like it, which there are a lot of them, that is what connects me back to, I guess, what looks like consistency from the outside looking in.
And so one of the things that I think about hearing you talk about that is, number one, the ownership that you've decided to take with understanding that you do control your mind. You do control how you show up. You've also taken ownership of the action. And I smile real big because it really does. It drives me nuts, like the number of people who call and they ask questions. And I'll literally say, like, okay, I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in marketing, making mistakes and doing it the wrong way. So I will answer this question for you so that you don't waste your money and you don't waste your time. And you always take action and grow. And I appreciate that so much because there's so many people who that they call and they ask for help, but then they either choose to still do nothing, or they continue on the same path, or they just think that, you know, what I'm sharing isn't the case. And so I always appreciate you showing up that way. Even though there have been things I've shared that have worked for you, I want to have some fun with this. You know, we actually have the opportunity to work together in terms of oftentimes with our BNC speaking and coaching team, there's opportunities that come through and we rely on you as a strategic partner to really help us with some of our clients. And there's people who might call for something where I'm not a good fit. And I've called you and I'm like, Nicole, this is perfect for you. So I think one of the things that's unique when we're talking about coaching is that you have to find the right coach for you. And I think as a coach, you have to know when, like, don't take all the opportunities for you. This might be for somebody else. So talk about what you see as our differences. So one of the things, this is Women's Work Podcast. Validation is for parking, which we're going to talk about the new book. There's plenty of ideas and things that you do that are far different from what I do. What do you see as some of those valuable differences that you offer as a coach and a speaker?
Yeah, so I want to start by saying, you know, I respect and admire you a great deal and have taken your advice and your wisdom and your experience, and I'm proud to be part of BNC Speakers. But I think the advantage for us as it relates to BNC speakers is our differences. I don't think if, you know, somebody calls and asks Ben Newman to speak and you're not available, it's not a logic like, hey, let's call Nicole Khalil, right? Like, that's not the direct connection. It's when people call Ben Newman and they're looking for something a little bit different or you know, a variation that I think, and you want to surround yourself with people who are like-minded, but also who are different, who have a lot of the same values. And I think that's what we do. Okay, so what makes us different? Well, first, I identify as a woman, right? Like, I do the bulk of my work in with women. I have coached thousands of women up to this point. I speak 70% of the time when I'm speaking. I'm in front of a room full of women, women's events or corporate events. So, you know, that's a pretty obvious difference. And it's not just our sex that I'm talking about. It's our passion and our focus, right? So I have chosen to work in that space, and that makes me automatically different. I also think, and I'm happy to explore this, I think the work that you do and the people you do it with requires a great deal of focus on discipline, on having grit, on really pushing your mindset to the max. In the work that I do with so many women, I am working with people who are already feeling and experiencing a lot of burnout, who already feel overwhelmed, who already feel like, if you give me just one more thing to do, or if you talk to me about discipline, my head is going to explode because, you know, or doing a morning routine when I'm trying to get my kids off to school. I think for me, it's been a shift in focus in taking care of ourselves, resting in between the grind, and there might be a little bit more focus on how to create, and I'm not saying you're not focused on this, but for me in my work, it's more of a focus on how to create a great life across the board. Whereas I think your focus is a little bit more on how to become the best of the best at something. And the people I'm working with, you know, they want to be good or great at what they do, but they want to be great in a variety of different ways. And it just, I think, requires a different focus, a different skill set, a different approach. So those are just a few things that come to mind.
I absolutely love your answer. And the reason why I love the answer is because that's your authentic self delivering that answer. And that's your authentic self that shows up that way in your work. And I think far too often, and for people listening, whatever your line of work is, right? You don't have to be a coach to say, okay, well, they're talking about their coaching philosophies. No, like, use your voice, be your authentic self in whatever it is that you do, and you will find your voice, have tremendous levels of success and impact. And that's what I see you continue to do, which is so fun to watch, is you're not trying to be somebody else. You are 100% yourself all the time, whether it's funny stories, as I always like to joke with you, with a wine and cheese board on your Instagram story or whatever it is, like, you are getting the real Nicole of what's going on. And they're just, I encourage people, be yourself. There's so many people trying to be something that they're not, or to pretend like my voice is this person's voice. No, go use your voice. And I think that is why we work so well together, because we're both willing to check our egos. Well, that client's not for me. Nicole could be really great. Or, you know, maybe this one isn't for me. I'm going to let them know that I think Ben might be really good for them. And that's why I think these types of relationships work. Let me go another direction, because I want to make sure that we get just so much time, because we are releasing this during the week of your book release, which is so exciting. So we're going to make sure that everybody has the links and the opportunity to buy Validation is for Parking. So that's Nicole's new book. So that is the main purpose of this episode, because you and I could talk for hours on this stuff. But tell us about the book. How does your authentic voice show up in that book? And tell us why you wrote the book, Validation is for Parking.
Yeah. So interestingly enough, why I wrote the book was because I lived so many years inauthentically. You know, I was trying so hard to be like everyone else. And the work that we both did, you know, it's a very male dominated field. And I was trying to be so badly like one of the guys. And I made a lot of mistakes in doing that. And I really disconnected from my confidence during that period of time in my life. And so I kind of hit, you know, a crossroads moment where I was like, I don't really know what confidence is. I just know that I don't have any of it. And it became a journey and then a mission and now a purpose to really connect people back to their own authentic selves and to their own confidence. And confidence, as it relates to the book and my work, is when you trust yourself. That's the simplest way to think about what confidence is. It's firmly and boldly trusting yourself. And so it is a book written by a woman with women in mind. I do hope people of all gender read it and get a ton out of it. But I recognize that more than 90% of business books are being written by men, which is not a bad thing. We're just getting a lot of what it means to be in business, to be professionally successful, from the masculine lens. And so I wanted to provide something from the feminine lens. And if you read it, you will know I went full authentic. It is.
As I would expect.
Yeah. Which means, you know, it won't be for everyone. I'm sure it'll be alienating to some people. I'm sure some people will be like, this doesn't speak to me. I'm anticipating some 1 and 2 star reviews. And that will just mean that, you know, I did what I came to do. I think anytime you do anything important, anything worth doing, anything truly authentic, you're going to attract the right people, the people who can really benefit from your message, and you're going to, you know, repel some people, and that's okay. So
that's such a great point that you bring up. I remember when I wrote my first book back in 2008, and John Gordon, who's, you know, mentored me for years, and, you know, he's been on the burn as well. And it's just amazing the influence he's had on my life. I remember when he said, like, you're going to get those one-star reviews. You're going to get those two. You are not, do not write this book without your voice of you being you. Otherwise, like, you're not really putting out your words. It's not really your story. And he goes, you're not going to please everybody. Even when you go speak, if you speak for a room full of 100 people, you probably weren't courageous enough in your message if all 100 people loved your message. Like, there's people who are going to get rubbed the wrong way, or they think that, you know, this, that, or the other, they're going to have their opinions, and that's okay. I'm not saying don't give a shit, but, you know, that they don't care, but know that, like, you have to be yourself. And I think that's so powerful. You said something that I don't know if I've ever heard it said this way, but you referred to disconnecting from your confidence. Is that in your work, do you find, is that typically subconscious? Is it your people are consciously doing it? That's a pretty powerful concept, to disconnect from your confidence.
Yeah, I think it's mostly subconscious. I think it's mostly the way, you know, we've been raised. And there are different things that influence this, gender certainly being one of them. But for me, again, if I go back to confidence is about trusting ourselves, I believe we were all born with an internal value, worth, and trust within ourselves. I don't think you can believe in God and not believe that we all have purpose and that we all have value. And somewhere, you know, through our upbringing, whether it be well-intentioned family and friends or bullies or exes or bosses or people on the playground, whatever the case may be, we're being told very often that we should be this or shouldn't be that, or this is the, and we begin to sort of navigate life by disconnecting from what we know, disconnecting from what we feel, disconnecting from what we believe. And that creates a tear in the trust that we have in ourselves. I think the good news is that confidence, if it is trust, something that we can choose anytime we want. And like everything with practice, it gets easier and more innate. But yeah, I don't believe the trust that we have in ourselves is gone anywhere. I think it's our opportunity to reconnect with it.
So how are you? So if we're to wrap all of this together, you've got all of your successful work as a coach and as a speaker, connecting people to their confidence, the excitement of the book coming out. What are you most passionate about right now in your work? Like, what is that burn for you? What is the overall, just the one burn that just keeps you going? I know you mentioned it a little bit earlier, but I want to hear it very direct from you. What is it that just keeps you going with this kind of energy, passion, and intentionality?
Yeah, for me, it's very specifically having more women connect back to their confidence during their professional and working years, because we know based on data and research that young girls and young boys have about the same amount of confidence until they hit around 8 years old, 7 to 9 years old. And then we start seeing a separation, and it never gets back to the same point until women and men are in their 50s. And so there's this space of time where I believe, you know, the combination, and I don't advocate for women at the expense of men. I'm very particular about that. I think that the all of us showing up as our authentic selves with our true gifts and our talents and our unique abilities, it's what is going to make the world, our companies, our businesses, everything better. And so I really want, right now, my focus and my mission is for those people who identify as women to really think about what has separated for them from their confidence and how they can reconnect back to it. That's what's, like I said, keeping me up at night and getting me up in the morning.
I love your continued clarity and authenticity in everything that you do. I love continuing to watch your growth, and it's awesome being able to lean on you to be a strategic partner for us to impact more people. It's just incredible. You always deliver such an amazing message. And I will tell you, for those that are interested, you know, reach out to Nicole for your next event, for speaking, for coaching. Like, she'll go speak at an event and like that company wants her again and again and again. Cause it's one of the things that I admire about you is you're a coach. You know, I always say that to people, like, you know, I'll get categorized as a motivational or inspirational speaker, which is fine, but like, that's not what I am. I'm a coach. Like, if we can't have long-term growth and sustainability and really help that person drive more confidence for the rest of their lives, you're not going to, if they do it for a week, you're not going to feel good about that.
No, exactly. It's funny. I almost like shy away from the motivational speaker tagline because I can remember experiencing a motivational speaker and feeling on fire for 24 hours. And then like, it's like, now what? I have nothing to do. And for me, I almost over rotate on the actionable, implementable, you know, things, not just right away, but on an ongoing basis. That's so important to me. So I'm so glad that you said that, Ben.
Well, a couple of ways that I know that people can stay connected with you to drive that confidence long-term is This Is Women's Work podcast. There is group coaching available. There's opportunities for speaking and ongoing coaching with Nicole. And then Validation Is For Parking. Tell us where, even I'm going to drop it in the notes. Tell us so that people can hear it that are tuning in and listening. Where can people pick up a copy of the book and how can people stay connected with you?
Yeah. So NicoleKhalil.com is probably the best one-stop shop for everything. Of course, you can get the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or really wherever you buy books. And get your hands on one for yourself and one for a friend. And Ben, thank you so much for having me. It has been a long time coming, but it, as always does, this is the perfect time, right? So...
Without a doubt. And I am just so excited for you to touch so many more people with your words and authenticity through the book. Excited to watch you continue to grow with this next chapter and excited to be able to continue to impact people together. It really is awesome knowing that this goes back 17 years and there's been this consistent journey of us staying connected to do that. So thank you so much for coming on The Burn.
Thank you for your never-ending support. It has been invaluable.
Well, you know I'm in your corner. And for each and every single one of you, we are in your corner. And, you know, it's individuals like Nicole and I. This is our fight. This is our passion. This is our burn. It's not that motivational, fleeting speech that you hear. It's the opportunity to coach and make a difference. So whether it's her podcast, whether it's our podcast, this is why we're putting out consistent content, because it is a never-finished mindset. You have to stay connected to that burn. It's that burn that ignites your why and your purpose that drives more disciplined action. Thank you for joining us for this episode. Make sure to share this episode with somebody who needs it. Make sure to pick up your copy, not just one for you, but one for a friend, of Validation Is For Parking. And make sure to follow Nicole. Until next time, thank you for joining us on The Burn.
This episode of The Burn Podcast is powered by BenNewmanCoaching.com, your number one source for increasing consistency in your life and building the mental toughness habits required to live the life of your dreams. From self-paced courses to live coaching with Ben and everything in between, head over to BenNewmanCoaching.com and join the thousands of members working to unlock their peak performance every day.